said there was a very pleasant old fellow, never complained, but he had arthritis so bad he was just all bent double. When he died, they had to break his legs to get him in a casket.
Oh, Judas.
What a terrible thing.
Yeah.
But they said he never complained. He was always cheerful.
He knew he had to live with it.
Mm-hmm. Did you have that, well, not you, but was that disease around here when you were a boy where a membrane would form in the throat?
Oh, thyroid glands, glandular trouble. Let's see. What did they call those things? Swollen glands.
Well, this was, the one I'm thinking of was worse than that. This was a disease, and there'd just be a membrane form in there.
Yeah, right
in the throat. Seal off the air passage.
And they used to have scars where they'd cut them off.
Was that diphtheria, or?
Well, diphtheria was lung disease, wasn't it?
Well, I bet you think goiter is.
Goiter.
Uh-huh.
Goiter.
My mother died from that. Goiter was all right. She was operated on. She didn't come through the operation.
Too bad.
That's a miserable.
That was
thing.
You know, come think about it, you very seldom see anybody with a goiter anymore.
Mm-hmm. They take them out early, and they don't cause much trouble. Oh, she just put off the operation too long. She was afraid of it. Shouldn't have been, because the operation was simple. It was a good one, I guess. But she just let herself get run down.
Were you talking about cysts on the back of your neck a while ago?
No, boils.
Boils. Cysts or boils?
I guess cysts aren't quite as bad, are they?
No, you don't see those too much.
Did children here have that disease where they turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. I heard grown people having yellow jaundice.
I remember when my little girl was in the hospital as a baby, we went in and they'd get babies just as yellow.
No, I don't remember. Of course, they probably didn't pay too much attention.
Mm-hmm. What did you call, or what do you call that affliction where you have the sharp
appendicitis?
Yeah, isn't that a miserable one?
Yeah, that's miserable.
What did you call that when you were a boy, or were you even aware of it?
Appendicitis.
I had mine out a couple of years ago and the thing abscessed. Went back to the doctor's office to have the stitches removed, and he took a look at it and started to swear. Just poked his scissors in there and just cut it open again.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I was glad. I didn't enjoy it, but I was glad at least that he was doing something. When you were a boy, and ate something that didn't agree with you, and it just kept going round and round and round in your stomach, and you didn't know if you were going to be able to keep it down, what did you say was the matter with you?
And eating green apples are indigestion for
yeah.
But I don't know what they called it when I was a kid.
Did you say, I'm sick,
Sick to my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Or my stomach, I believe it was my stomach sick.
And then if you can't keep it down, you say you have to
vomit.
Mm-hmm. If children misbehave, make a lot of noise, let's say.
Unruly children.
Then what do you tell them to do?
Quiet down.
Mm-hmm. Say, if you don't do it, I'm going to
whip you. Give you a spanking.
If a boy goes to see a girl and takes candy and flowers, you say he's doing what?
Courting.
And he's her?
Beau.
And she's his?
Flame.
Mm-hmm. And if he asks her to marry him and she says yes, then he is her?
He is her fiancé.
And if she says no?